The dramatic flooding in Crooked Creek has worsened. A jam of Kuskokwim River ice has held a few miles below the village of Crooked Creek today, pushing more water and ice back into the village. Many are losing their homes. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
About 50 people have been evacuated to the nearby Donlin Creek gold mine site. Power in most of the village remains down.
Major disaster up there.
Peter Atchek is president of the volunteer group Bethel Search and Rescue. He monitors the Kuskokwim breakup every year with the Alaska State Troopers.
We've seen houses that were half underwater, and there were some other houses that were just the rooftops were showing. Some other houses were knocked off their foundation and in a tilt position. There were some houses that were kind of floating around in the water, and there's ice piled up against a lot of these houses.
Basically, all buildings along the village's front street near the river are being destroyed by water.
And then in between the old village and the new site village, you know, on the high hill, all them houses in between are floating around or have water in them, or some of them have even floated away.
Atchek says there's even water up to the post office, which is way up on the hillside. The runway has remained in use, although a few hundred feet of it are underwater. Atchek and other helpers carefully boated around flooded houses to get a head count of people who are choosing to stay. He says about 8 or 9 said if it got worse, they could run up the nearby hill to higher ground. But Atchek says they're still in danger. He says when the ice jam does release, all the ice that is surrounding buildings will move out and move out fast.
There will be some ice movement against those houses and could quite possibly wipe out those houses. Nothing can withstand that kind of movement.
The jam that's causing so much problem here is basically 2 miles downstream from Crooked.
Eric Holloway is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service and part of the River Watch team. Along with him is Carl Edwards, an emergency management specialist with the state.
In talking with the locals, the impact to them is severe, and they are sad to see this. They're happy to be alive.
Edwards credits village president Evelyn Thomas with rallying residents to move to higher ground the night before the major flooding happened.
Evelyn Thomas, I feel, helped save a lot of lives.
Local air carrier Hagland Aviation is taking non-perishable donations to Crooked Creek residents for free. Atchek says they need everything.
It's everything that a human person will need, you know, clothing, food, little items of comfort, toothbrushes, toothpaste, you know, shampoo.
Atchek says some residents left their homes while water was pouring in. He says one young man even left without his shoes. He wears size 7.5. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.